But I remember in school growing up where you would see a chart and it would say, okay, let's presume, and it was really demonstrating the power of compounding. It would say, let's presume you made contributions into a retirement plan from age 25 to 35, and then you stopped. So you contributed for 10 years. And then there is another chart that said, let's say you started at age 35 and contributed every year to age 65. So 30 years of making contributions versus 10 years of making contributions earlier. And the one that would have the most amount of overall assets at the end of that, at age 65, was the one that you contributed for just 10 years. And the reason for that is because they got an early start and through the miracle of compounding, had more money. So the reason I group both of these together is that it's something that you've got to be thinking about now rather than putting off until it's too late.
Can it be too late? I mean, could you be at a point in your life where you've really sort of missed the boat on this?
Well, let's talk about those two things kind of independently, I guess. You know, when it comes to estate planning, the answer is yes, it can be too late. If you just never do anything about it, you look at it and you say, if people die every day who basically didn't have any sort of estate plan, and now their family is left in turmoil as to what are we going to do for this? I mean, how are we going to distribute the assets? How are we going to make sure we take care of everything? From a retirement plan standpoint, I would say no. It's never too late to do something. Now, it may be too late to generate $5 million for your retirement for some people. It's never too late to at least get started, because whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, the key is you still got to make sure that you've got income that can provide for you during your retirement.